Far from the violence of Baghdad and other cities around the Iraqi capital, students in this mostly Kurdish city say they are hopeful about their futures. At the girls-only dormitory, 22-year-old Sumaya says she believes she will have a brighter future than her parents, who are among thousands of Kurds who fled to Iran, Turkey, and Syria under the regime of Saddam Hussein. Sumaya was born and raised in Iran. Her family returned to Iraq in 1993 after the first Gulf War, when the United Nations established a no-fly zone over northern Iraq to protect the Iraqi Kurds, who were largely left to handle their own affairs. Sumaya says there has been a lot of change for the good.
I see the Kurdistan have a great change. They come back to their country, and they use their money here. They make building.
She says people are also now free to move between cities, which they could not do when Saddam was in power. In the cafeteria, Halman is studying with classmates from his engineering course. This 22-year-old says politics do not interest him and his friends. He says we do not talk about politics. We talk about friendship, our studies, and our lives. But they all express concern about the quality of their education and the ability to find jobs when they graduate. Many say they are likely to go abroad to complete their studies and to work. Many of the students here do not speak Arabic, the principal language in Iraq, because they were raised in Turkey or Iran. 18-year-old Tola says the books they have at university are from the 1970s and are completely out of date. Quistan, a 25-year-old English major, agrees. She says in her English courses they are studying the plays of 16th-century English playwright William Shakespeare, and she thinks it would be more useful to read modern writers.
So many teachers said that after finish Saddam Hussein, they want to change the syllabus of the college, but unfortunately now there is no change in the syllabus. It's very boring for the student.
And some of the students say, despite the changes around them, they do not yet feel completely free. Tula says life here is not free the way it is in the West, and he hopes someday it will be. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Erbil in northern Iraq.